And I'm Eric Hodge. This is WUNC News. Donald Trump won most of North Carolina's eastern and far western counties. He carried the state by more than 3 percentage points. Incumbent U.S. Senator Richard Burr will keep his seat after beating Democratic challenger Deborah Ross. On the morning after Election Day, the race for governor is still too close to call. Democratic nominee Roy Cooper has a lead over incumbent Republican Pat McCrory by about 4,900 votes. Cooper presented the result as a victory to his supporters.
Because of your hard work, we have won this race for governor of North Carolina.
Governor McCrory told his crowd he's waiting for a count of provisional ballots.
The process is continuing right here in North Carolina. The election is not over in North Carolina.
The difference in votes amounts to about 0.09%. That margin can trigger a recount. Across North Carolina, state House districts returned victories for Republicans. That means the GOP will hold on to supermajorities in both the House and Senate and be able to override a veto by the governor. Voters approved all of the bonds that were on the ballot in Wake, Durham, and Orange counties. The closest race was for the Wake transit tax. It passed by about 6 points. The Durham bonds for schools, community colleges, libraries, and the Museum of Life and Science all passed. Orange County's bonds for school construction and affordable housing were also approved. This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.